Welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast, the place to be for a sexy mom life that turns you on. Overcome the mom guilt, spice up your sex life, and do the shit that matters to you. Welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast, everybody. I'm Lucy Lampe, your host and founder of the Sexy Mama Movement. Today, we're talking about identity crisis. Oh my God, that sounds so exciting, doesn't it? You're like on the edge of your seat. What is this going to be about, really? So last week, I was having a conversation with one of the moms at one of my kids' schools. And two weekends ago, we just had our big Sexy Mamas night out here in San Diego, and we had an incredible experience together. It was a fantastic combination of the fun and teaching and, you know, practical, applicable insights and the heart connection and all of that stuff. So it was really, really, my heart was full after that night. I felt so inspired, having the honor, the privilege to hold the space for these women in this way, and then clarifying my next steps on what kind of events we're going to continue to have in the Sexy Mama Movement. So anyway, she was a part of that, and she had a really profound experience in herself, getting some closure around an area of her life that that had been front and center for, I think she said 10 years. It was at least a decade. And really impactful work, meaningful work, helping women empower themselves to, to think and function and live outside the box. And I loved her story. Without going into too much detail and everything, I'm going to keep all this anonymous. But she, her big gift that night was that she felt at peace with closing up this particular part of her life and separating her identity from that. And a big part of it was realizing how much of her identity was wrapped up in it. And the first thing that came to mind for me was, oh shit, I know exactly what that feels like. Because back in 2012, before any of this Sexy Mama stuff started, I was still determined to be a pop star. Like you guys, I was going to be, you know, the next Beyonce or Shakira or Katy Perry or, you know, whoever my role model was at the time. So many. And I knew that at my core, what I want to do is inspire other people to fully live their lives, to be free from whatever tiny ass box they have allowed themselves to be put in. And I couldn't see outside of the scope of the performer role, the entertainer role, because I had identified myself so closely as an entertainer and as a performer, a singer, a songwriter, a dancer, a producer, all that stuff, that I couldn't see outside of that. None of this was on my radar, like not by a long shot. So what's interesting is that when she was sharing her story, I just instantly flashed back to that. To that year, to 2012, the last time I did a full-blown show with dancers and all this stuff. And I had this feeling of, it's time to put this aside. It's not like, it's time to say goodbye to this part of myself forever. No. And I don't know where it's going to fit, but I do still believe that part of my life will return in some renewed way. I'm open, but right now it's not my focus. That I couldn't have created anything that I've created in these past 6 years if I would have held on so tightly to that identity as a performer. And so when this fellow mama was sharing her story about pulling away and just, you know, wrapping things up and closing them up and celebrating within herself all the beauty, all the impact that was created in the work that she had been doing, and then having that peace in her heart that, cool, like it's flourishing now on its own. It has a life of its own. You did it. You created that. And now you get to hand it over. It's like handing over your child, you know? Here, take good care of my baby. Keep growing it into a teenager, an adult, and beyond. But that peace that she felt, you guys, that doesn't happen without doing the work in ourselves, because we could easily continue to identify with one small role of our lives as our main identity. And in doing so, we rob ourselves of so much joy and so much life and so much freedom. And we rob others because we are not the full expression of ourselves. And I think what I see the most is, especially working with the moms, and this is, after all, we're back, the Sexy Mama podcast. A lot of mothers, we identify first and foremost with our role as mothers. I hesitated to call this the Sexy Mama podcast. And I think that's something that appealed to me about calling it the Sexy Life, because I kept it more open. Like, it's your whole life. You know, how can you be any more inclusive than that? But when it comes down to it, my heart, I long to see mothers set free, because we create so much impact around us, and we shape the way that our children see the world. We shape the way that they experience the world, and that is so much power. That is so much responsibility, not in a burdensome way, but in an exciting way, you know, that we get to do that. And so my mission is to set mothers free, set them free. Oh my God. And I could go on about just that one thing. What would it look like for you to be set free? What are you still in bondage to? What part of your identity have you enslaved yourself to? Because here's the crazy part. Here's the crazy part. No one is forcing you to do that. You put that on yourself. You allow that. You encourage that. You tolerate that. Oh, now that is a bitch slap in the face if I ever heard one. I know what that feels like too. So I'm telling you right now, all you mamas listening out there, I know that you love your kids. Oh my God, I love the shit out of my kids. I would do anything for them. And yet there are times that I like inside, I'm so angry. Like I want to just throw them across the room. Do I do that? No, I don't. But do I want to? Do the emotions sometimes, you know, scream that? Yeah. And that's why doing the work in myself is not a luxury. It is a necessity. Because not only am I shaping my kids and influencing them and how they're showing up in their lives and their futures, but also how I show up to you right here in this podcast, and how I show up to my clients, and how I show up to my mom friends and the people around me, the people in my community, and to my own husband. We are so powerful. And to limit ourselves to one single identity is a crisis in itself. That is what I call an identity crisis, where we see ourselves as so small that we don't see our true full identity. It is not in being a wife alone, or in being a mother alone, or in being a business owner alone. I realized, you know what? This is crazy. I realized, when was this? A couple months ago, how much I identified myself as the Sexy Mama, the mom behind the Sexy Mama movement. And while that is true, I did found the thing, but that is not my identity. And so I pulled back for a little bit. I pulled back and I actually invested into myself and into other people in other ways. And I put more of my time and energy into creating Ruthlessly Committed with Ryan, and to just simply being, and seeing what am I inspired to create today? What am I inspired to create in my life in this season? And to let what that voice inside is leading me to do outside of just Sexy Mamas. Because for so long I resisted the thought of doing something outside of this. And what's ironic is that after stepping out of it and giving myself permission and freedom to explore outside of Sexy Mama world, that's when I got the real clear vision and the inspiration to fully go back into it. That's the ironic part of it. It's crazy. So my question to you today ladies and gentlemen who may be listening, who do you identify yourself as primarily? What do you put your identity in? And how can you step outside of that box and explore something that your heart is compelling you towards? But maybe you've been a little scared to go there or scared to explore. I would love to hear about that. What is that for you? And, you know, you guys can also always share your questions, your takeaways, your feedback, your thoughts with me at info@sexymamamovement.com. And I am happy to address questions that you may have too on a future episode. So if you have particular challenges that you're up against or things, just, you know, big questions on your mind, big questions on your heart, I would love to hear them. And I'll do my very best. I'll answer from my heart to you. Well, that's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. And here's to you and your sexy life. Thank you for tuning in to the Sexy Mama Podcast. Get more resources for your sexy mom life at sexymamamovement.com.